What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Women Are Utterly Useless at the Workplace. So, I've been meaning to do this video for a while, but today was the day because I've been, every now and then, you know, I have an old car, you know, it's a 2003 Mercedes C320, was like 170,000 miles on it, so I have to not gonna say buy a lot of parts for it, but it needs like a lot of upkeep because it's an old car. So I've been buying tools, I've been buying plugs for it, I've been buying all sorts of shit for it, and unfortunately a lot of these stores nowadays they have female employees, and these employees, they don't know anything, man, and they don't want to help. It's like, what are you doing there, you know, other than collecting a paycheck? It's like, bitch, you're not providing any sort of quality for the customer. So today, guys, I was buying a oil. What the hell is this thing called? I don't know anything about cars either. That's why I go there hoping that people can help me out. Okay. I was buying an oil pan plug. So, here's the deal. My Mercedes-Benz, it leaks a little bit oil. So, every 1,500 miles, I have to put in a quart of oil, which really isn't that big of a deal. So, the guys at Walmart, they told me that all you need is a oil plug, oil drain plug that's bigger than the one that you currently have. So I went to one of the mini auto parts store we have here, and the ladies behind the counter, I gave them my car information, and they gave me this over here, which will work, but this is not the one that's oversized. Now I don't know that they made oversized versions of this or not. I don't know. That's why I go there. They're the pros, not me. So I'm like, well, are you guys sure there's not another version of it that's a little bit thicker? They're like, nope, this is it. This is what you need right here. Okay, so I bought it. I mean, it's only $4. You better believe I'm gonna return it, you know? So, after I bought this from the ladies, I decided to go to another auto part shop that's a mile down the road. I go there, and you know, the guy who's helping me out, he's like, I know what you're talking about. You need an oversized version of this over here. We don't have it, but you can check eBay. eBay did have it. He also told me you can check Napa Auto Parts, and I'm like, you know what? I ain't got nothing going on for me today, so might as well drive the extra mile or two down to Napa Auto Parts. So I went to Napa Auto Parts, and the male employee over there, he spent about 15-20 minutes with me trying to locate it. Apparently, it looked, the computer said that they have it in store, but he looked for it, couldn't find it. So what he did was, he called the other store a couple of miles away, and he said, hey, this is the part I need. Do you have it? The lady's like, okay, yeah, I have it. And the man told her, well, take that part and save it on the desk, because on the counter, because the customer is going to come pick it up from you. And I did. See, this is the oversized version of the drain oil pan drain plug I showed you, okay? So as you guys can see, this over here, I don't know if you can see it or not, if you guys can see how it looks like, right? It's standard. This one over here, obviously the thread is way bigger, way thicker over here than the thread over here, okay? If you look at the, no, can I do a, I'm in the traffic light, let's see if I can do a side-by-side comparison. Okay, so as you guys can see, the one on the right, the silver one, is bigger than the one on the left over here, and this will, hopefully, God willing, we're gonna find out when I go to Walmart in the day, next day or two, this one here should take care of that leaking oil, because obviously it's a little bit thicker than the one that I currently have in my car. This is why they call it oversize. So just letting you guys out there who need to know about this, you know, if your car is leaking oil, and especially if it's leaking oil from the oil pan, you know, drain pan or whatever it's called, find out if you can get an oversized version of the plug. Let me say that one more time. If your car is leaking a little bit of oil from the oil pan, find out if you can get the oversized version of that plug. So if you're changing the oil yourself, you know, you can tell if it's leaking a little bit. You know, if you go to Walmart like I do and your car is leaking a little bit, ask them, is it leaking from the oil pan? Because I might be able to get like an oversized version of the plug, and maybe this will take care of it. You know, hopefully this will take care of it. And I'm going to let you know after I go to Walmart in the next couple of days. So, going back to the point of this video, women are utterly useless in the workplace, okay? Outside of like sucking dick or making you a sandwich, women are utterly useless in the workplace, okay? This is why everything today is failing. It's because we have women in the workplace. Now, you guys need to understand, man, men and women are not equal, okay? This is why God in the Quran says, men, rijala kawamuna ala nisa, men have superiority over women for leadership, okay? Like I said, you know, the guy at the Napa Auto Parts store, you know, he's the one who called the other store. He's like, hey, lady, do you have this part? This is the part I'm looking for. You have it? Okay, grab it, put it on the counter. Customer is coming over. So this is a perfect example of men leading women. If you let a woman do her thing, she's gonna lead you to ruin. Like Donovan Sharp said, a woman's natural mode is self-destruct. This is very, very true, okay, guys? And you can't hate women about that, because, you know, let's say we go into the forest, we get a grizzly bear, we put the grizzly bear in a suit, and we put the grizzly bear in a desk, and we think we're gonna come back in 3 hours and the grizzly bear is gonna have a report done, and we come back in 3 hours and the grizzly bear ate the freaking fax machine. Whose fault is it at that point? It's our fault, because it's not part of the grizzly bear's nature to write a report on fucking computers. It's the same thing with women. Woman's nature is to suck dick and make sandwich, not to work, okay, guys? If you guys remember, I told you female doctors at best are useless. At worst, you know, they're purposely trying to misdiagnose you. So this is why I'm telling you guys out there, man, avoid female doctors, avoid female lawyers. I think the only time you can get yourself a female lawyer is when you're going up against like another female, like, you know, like your ex-wife or something, because bitches know what bitches are up to. Not to mention that the judge would probably be a little bit more open to a female lawyer than a male lawyer, because imagine you have a male lawyer and that male lawyer is hammering, you know, the poor female victim who's divorce raping you. The judge will be a little bit more on the female side. So in that case, you know, having a female lawyer going up against your crazy ex-wife, that might be the only time having a female on your side be useful. And that's mainly because the judge will be a little bit more sympathetic to your female lawyer compared to having a male lawyer going up against the poor victim, which is your ex who wants to divorce rape you. But other than that, guys, don't hire women. I'd hire women if it comes to restaurants, because again, like I said, women either suck dick or make a sandwich. So a lot of these restaurants I'm going to nowadays, I see that they hire women, especially like an easygoing restaurant. You know, like one of the restaurants I go to, guys, like ice cream shops, you know, stuff where a woman doesn't have to deal with like fryers or anything complex, you know, like fucking scooping ice cream from a freaking barrel. A retarded monkey can do that, you know. Throwing together fucking bread and turkey, a fucking monkey can do that too. So simple jobs at a restaurant, yeah, hire women, you know. They're agreeable. They're not going to try to outsmart you. They're not going to try to outcompete with you. They're just going to, you know, they're just going to take orders. This is the thing you need to understand about women. As long as you have a male up on top telling the bitches what to do, then that's all you need. So for you guys out there, man, if you genuinely want help or advice, do not go to women. Avoid women altogether. This is what I do when it comes to medicine. I do not go to any female doctors. Now, I know some of you guys out there said, hey, Amr, I know this dentist. She's really good. I always go to her. Yeah, that's the exception to the rule, you know. The average woman, she just doesn't give a damn. And that's part of female nature, you know. As men, we are wired to give a damn because we know if I help you out, you're gonna not just help me out, but help society as a whole out. And that's how you keep civilization going. You keep civilization going and becoming sophisticated by helping one man out, and that man will help another man, and that's just how you keep civilization going and becoming sophisticated. Women, because women are not builders, okay? They're just takers, you know? They just take your money and they take your sperm. That's it. That's all women are good for. So it's not in a woman's biological imperative to help you out, whether it comes to medicine, whether it comes to, you know, finding the right oil plug for your car. It's not a woman's best interest to help you find this one or not. It really doesn't. So why should they even bother? See, this is what men out there need to understand, is that, again, men and women are not equal, you know. This is why these TV shows, this is why I call them TV shows, but, you know, YouTube shows like Fresh and Fit, you know, all these guys out there like Ali Dawa, all these guys out there who are dunking on women, they're just grooming you to hate women. You gotta, like Stardust said, you can either love women or understand women. You can't do both. Once you understand women like I do, so when I went to that one auto parts store an hour ago, you know, I knew the fact that women were helping me out. I knew that I had to go to another store. Hopefully a male would be working there, okay? Like I said, you know, the first time I went in to get on TRT, the female, the clinic is run by a male, but he has female doctors who do the prescribing on his behalf. So I go there, this fucking 35-year-old Indian woman, you know, she tells me I need a half a cc of testosterone, which ain't shit, you know. And I knew that was, and that wasn't shit for me, you know. Did I like say, bitch, you don't know what the fuck you talking about, you know? I was actually about to call a male doctor and be like, yo, man, you sure this bitch gave me the right doses, the right dosage? He actually called me up first, profusely apologizing, saying, sorry, Amr, this bitch had no idea what the fuck she's talking about. Half a cc ain't gonna do you shit. So whenever you guys find yourself stuck with a female employee, whether you're going to an auto parts store or a doctor, you know, just try again until you find a male doctor. And again, for you guys out there like, yo, Amr, I have a female doctor, she's really good, that's the exception to the rule. That's not the norm. So yeah, man, I guess that's what this video really is about for you guys today, is that you guys have to accept women for their nature. Just like you guys won't accept a grizzly bear to write a book report for you or a computer report, why do you expect a woman to help you find a fucking plug or a tool or a hardware? You know, that's not part of their nature. And for the love of God, guys, don't be retarded and go to a female mechanic. You have to be retarded and asking for it if you go to a female mechanic, you know. I never saw a female mechanic. I think I might have seen like one of those butch gay lesbian woman at fucking at fucking Walmart. But I think women like that are a different breed of woman altogether, you know, the butch lesbian woman, you know. But yeah, listen, man, if the bitch is fugly, she might be a little bit more caring, she might be a little bit more helpful, and that's because, you know, she had to alter her biology, she had to overcome her biology a little bit. Because here's the thing, man, ugly women know that they're not gonna attract a hot man or a rich man, so they have to overcome their biology by being a little bit more proficient, being a little bit more helpful. Because if the bitch ain't helpful, you know, ain't nobody gonna hire you. You know, there are guys out there who hire hot women simply because the bitch is hot. You know, she's utterly, utterly useless, but you know what, she got big tatas and she looks cute. That's all I want, okay? But when it comes to ugly women, they have to actually put in an effort to overcome their biology. Otherwise, why am I gonna hire you if you can't help out my customers, you know, find a plug or find a device or, you know, change a tire, you know? But most women out there, guys, are not ugly. Ugly, you guys have to understand, you know, ugly is sub 4, okay? If the bitch is sub 4, yeah, she's gonna have to put in more of an effort to overcome her biology to make up for the fact that nobody else, that no man is going to, like, try to wife her up or bail her out or keep her hired, you know, simply based off of looks when you're a sub 4 woman, you know. And this is why I tell you guys, you know, if you want to have a marriage that actually will last with a woman who in all likelihood will not cheat on you, get yourself a sub 4 woman. And but, you know, for me, Amr Mitwal, you know, I'm not gonna be with an ugly woman. I can't be with an ugly woman. Imagine somebody who looks like me, who has a full head of hair, as you guys can clearly see, thank God, of course. By the way, guys, this is real hair, okay? Now, I do the Japanese hair straightening, okay? If you guys want to see my natural hair, this is my natural hair right here. See that, guys? This is my natural hair. It's kind of like a, you know, this could be like a fucking Jufro right here, man. But this is my natural hair right here. And see, for all of you guys out there who think I got like weave or fake hair, look. See this, guys? See? This is my natural hair right here, for all of you guys out there who are who think that I got plugs or I got like weave, shit like that. But yeah, man, again, imagine, you know, somebody like me ending up with a fugly ass woman, man. I don't roll like that, bro. So yeah, man, you Muslim guys out there, man, when it comes to women, you either gonna get yourself a fugly looking bitch, or you better start being Chad, or the very least to pay to play if you want decent looking woman. You know, that's just a fact. Because you guys gotta understand, man, no good looking woman, no decent looking woman ever says I want to work, okay? All these young women, again, you know, as you guys know, I do DoorDash. In fact, I'm back at a good place for me to pick up DoorDash orders from. So when I go to all these restaurants and I see young women working there, okay, they're working there simply so they can have enough money to live on their own, so they can sport fuck, like TFM said, you know. You guys need to understand, for above average looking women, sport fucking is very, very important for them, okay? So when you see a young woman who's focused on her career. Because a lot of times, guys, I would see a young woman and I'm like, damn, bitch. You know, you can have a man wrapped around your pinky working 20 hours a day to make sure you're living the high life. But the real reason why these young, attractive women don't want to work is so they can go out, ride the cock carousel, and support fuck. Because you guys have to understand, man, God created women to be lean, mean, fucking machines, okay? A lot of you guys out there need to understand that, okay? See, this is why religion has a lot of restrictions on women, okay? I don't even have to tell you what type of restrictions religion has on a woman. Like, for example, the bitch needs to be fully covered up. She can't leave the house unless she has a man with her. She can't work. Pretty much religion treats women like a caged animal, if you really think about it. And that's because if the bitch knows she's hot and she has the opportunity, she's gonna sport fuck. She's gonna cheat. That's just how it is, guys, okay? So this is why I'm telling you guys out there, man, if, you know, like MD over at Smash TV told me a long time ago, hey, if you want a woman that's gonna be loyal to you, not only do you have to be, like, super hot, but you have to be super wealthy to the point where, hey, bitch, if you F with me, this private plane, you ain't gonna fly it no more, okay? This Lambo, not gonna be yours anymore, okay? You know, this is how these rich guys like Mark Cuban stay married, because these guys are smart, you know? They put their assets in such a way that a woman is not gonna cheat on them or divorce rape them, because they're not gonna get much out of it. You know, same thing with Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump has been divorced a couple of times, but at the same time, Donald Trump doesn't lose his shit, because you guys have to understand, ultra wealthy, high IQ people, they know what they're doing, okay? When it comes to people like Jeff Bezos, you guys need to understand, man, Jeff Bezos was a normie who got lucky, okay? That's Jeff Bezos over there. But guys who come from money, they know how to set up their marriages in such a way that it's not worth it for the bitch to cheat on them, let alone try to divorce rape them. You guys need to understand, man, these women out there, like fucking what's her name, Hillary Clinton, why doesn't Hillary Clinton divorce rape Bill Clinton? You know, even though she probably hates the dude, it's because the type of life she has with him is so fucking awesome that if she divorces him, her access to that high life is gonna go down. See, this is what I want you guys out there to understand. If you want those 18, 19 year old girls working at Smoothie King, you know, young, hot, tight, maybe even still be virgins, if you want these type of girls, guys, the lifestyle you have, first of all, you have to put your assets in such a way where the girl can't take them in a divorce, okay? That's number one. Number two, that lifestyle gotta be so off the charts that the bitch is like, it's not worth it for me to go to a pub, get drunk, and have some random dude come in my face, you know? So this is where we are, guys, okay? This is where we are in 2023. Unless you're willing to marry a sub-4, ugly, fugly woman that not even a dog would want, your only hope to, you know, not get divorce raped or have the woman cheat on you is, again, be so wealthy and also, you know, have some looks to you, okay, guys? You just can't be a fugly looking rich dude and expect a woman to, you know, want to be with you. You have to be a decent looking dude. You know, Mark Cuban, no homo, the guy's older than me by 20 years, and, you know, he looks like he's about my age, you know, so more power to Mark Cuban. You know, of all the Jews out there, Mark Cuban is the one I can stomach the most, you know, kind of like how Blue Pill Mullah Gabriela Romani, of all the Muslim YouTubers out there, he's the one I can actually stomach the most, you know. But at the end of the day, guys, you need to understand, man, women are not here to work. And if you're going to hire a woman, you guys take me for example. If I ever hire a woman, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. If I ever hire a woman, guys, I'm going to hire her to work in a restaurant, you know, do like simple things, you know. She doesn't have to deal with complex machines or anything like that. So again, you know, places like Smoothie King, places like Cold Stone Creamery, all they do is hire a woman because, again, any idiot can scoop ice cream. Any idiot can throw fucking, turkey between two loaves, you know. So when it comes to these jobs where a retarded monkey can do it, and you just need, like, a robot to do it, hire a woman, guys. You're better off hiring a woman than hiring a robot, to be honest with you, you know. At least, you know, the robot has a big startup cost. The robot has to be maintained every now and then. But hiring yourself a woman and paying her minimum wage, you know, she's okay with it. Again, the vast majority of women who go out there to work, they're doing it so they can be free of men to ride the cock carousel. This is what everybody here watching this video needs to fucking understand, okay? Every woman out there who goes out to work, she's doing it for two reasons. Either to ride the cock carousel or be able to live the lifestyle she wants, because no other guy is gonna give her that lifestyle because she is ugly, okay? So whenever you go out and you see a doctor, or you see a or you go to an auto parts store and you have a decent looking woman helping you, trust and believe, guys, she's gonna be utterly useless. Like I said, man, when I went to the first auto store and the girls behind the counter were helping me, I knew that I would have to go to another store. I knew that, okay? And I went to the other store. A male out there helped me. He told me, look, you need an oversized plug. We don't have it. You can get it on eBay, or you can even try Napa Auto Parts. See, the woman at the original store, they didn't tell me that, okay? Look, I didn't know that they actually made oversized plugs like this. I didn't know that they made an oversized plug like this until the guy at the second store told me that. You know, had the girls told me, hey, Amr, we don't have it, but there's an oversized version of this. You know, there's an oversized version of this over here. You can find it on eBay, or you can try maybe Napa Auto Stores. I would have not bought this. And I know some of you guys out there are thinking and saying, well, Amr, maybe the girls wanted you to buy this from them, and this is why they didn't tell you that an oversized version exists, or you can find it at Napa. No, they just don't care. You know, this is like, what, $3 and some change, you know? They don't care, you know? It's not their store. They don't own the store. You know, they're not going to get promoted or make commission off of selling me this over here for $3 and some change. They just don't care. And again, they're women. It's not part of their nature to care, you know? Again, men are to lead women. Like I said, when I went to the Napa store, they didn't have it, but the other Napa store had it. So the male guy there, he called the girl at the other Napa store, and I told you guys, he told the girl, hey, do you have this? You have it? Pick it up, put it on the counter, customer is gonna be there. And when I went there, I'm like, hey, I'm the guy from so-and-so store looking for so-and-so person. She's like, right there, here it is. So that girl did not have to put any effort. She did not have to use her brain. All she did was get a phone call from a male employee at the other store telling her, hey, you have it, go grab it and put it on the freaking desk, you know. And as far as we know, she probably took a sip of water on the way there. So she really didn't do any work, right? This is what you guys need to understand. Outside of sucking dick and making a freaking sandwich, women are utterly useless, unless of course they're fugly and they have to overcome their biology. Otherwise, ain't no man gonna support you, you know. So you guys out there who've been telling me, yo, Omar, I know this girl, you know, she's my dentist, she's my doctor, you know, she's really good at what she does. First of all, how does she look like? Is she sub-4, okay? Number two, what does she do, okay? Does she, like, take blood from you, that's it, you know? I told you guys, you know, and I didn't know any better. This was fucking 10 years ago. It's my fault, you know, even though I didn't know any better. I told you, I fell in our family pool. I sprained my ankle, and I actually sprained my toes. And now, you know, 8-9 years later, I can't fucking walk right. And it turns out that I sprained my toes. But when I went to the emergency center, I went to the urgent care, okay? I didn't go to the emergency room. I went to the urgent care. When I went to the urgent care over there, you know, they were about to close. So the lady over there, they wanted to go home, you know? They're going to close in like 15 minutes. So they're like, what's hurting you? And I'm like, I fell in the pool. I think I broke my ankle. They took a x-ray of the ankle. They were like, yeah, you broke your ankle. Now get the fuck out of our urgent care. You know, we want to go ride Chad's cock. Well, if they did their motherfucking job right, they would have discovered that I had broken toes, and I would have been able to actually get those broken toes taken care of so they can properly be healed. But since we didn't know that, guess what? I'm now walking with a fucking limp. And I went to the doctor a couple of days ago. He's like, yo, Omar, you need surgery, bro. Get it now before it actually causes you a big trouble later on. So now, guys, I gotta spend thousands of dollars fucking breaking my freaking toes, you know, being put in a cast for probably a month and a half, 2 months, all because a bunch of dumb bitches wanted to leave so they can go ride Chad's cock, you know. This is why I'm telling you guys, if you need anything of importance, do not go to a woman. If you are in an emergency room situation, pray to God that you have a fucking male doctor in charge, you know. This is one of the reasons why I go to Mexico. It's not because Mexico is dirt cheap when it comes to operation. It's just that the guys who are actually in charge, you know, the guys who are in, you know, the people who are actually cutting you, the people who are actually injecting you, they're fucking men. The woman there, they do what Islam tells them to do, which is to be led by men, which is to help men out, not to replace men. See, the problem with Western civilization is that Western civilization wants to replace women by men. Wants to replace men by women. You can't fucking do that, okay? So, I'm not mad. Again, guys, I'm not mad, you know. Yeah, sure, I'm walking with a limp. Yeah, sure, my feet hurt. Yeah, sure, I need to spend thousands of dollars on a surgery. Yeah, sure, I need to be in a fucking cast for a month and a half, maybe 2 months. But I'm not upset at women, you know. It's like me putting a grizzly bear in a kid's nursery, come back an hour later, all the kids are dead. Can you really blame the grizzly bear? So for all of you guys out there watching, I cannot stress this enough. Outside of sucking your dick or making you a sandwich, women are utterly, utterly useless unless one of two things. Unless they're so fucking fugly that they actually have to overcome their biology and be useful. Otherwise, they're not going to get supported. Or they have a man telling them, hey, bitch, you got this. Go pick it up. Waddle over to the counter. Put it on the motherfucking counter and wait for the customer to come and buy it from you. All right, guys, that's my video for the day. And again, you guys out there with old cars that are leaking oil, especially from the oil pan, find out if you can get a oversized plug, because that might just take care of it. And again, when I go to Walmart for my oil change, God willing, I'll let you know if this took care of the problem or not. All right, guys. See you later. Take care. Peace.